So Dominic met Leonardo DiCaprio the other day. What do you call him?
Lee Dick.
That's right.
Not to his face, but
must be a footballer.
As Lee Dixon.
Lee Dixon. Right. What a nice man, and taller than you would think.
Yeah, you said he was 6 foot two, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, he wasn't 6'2", actually.
So he's not as tall as you think.
Well, no. Because he looks small on screen, I think.
Let's hear him. Come on, let's get into it. Who cares how bloody tall he is? It's radio.
Okay, all right. Well, he's in a new film called Shutter Island, directed by Martin Scorsese, which is out in a couple of weeks' time. Shutter Island.
Right.
Very deep, dark, psychological thriller. Mm. Didn't talk about the film, but did ask him this question to start with.
Absolutely.
Do you? Oh, hang on a sec.
What was the question?
Well, you'll never know. The question was, Dave, it's a favourite.
Well, hang on, let's try and work it out. His answer is...
Absolutely.
Okay, so what question does he ask?
Does
he ask A, who directs the movie?
Martin Scorsese.
Does he say A, working with Martin Scorsese must be both an amazing and a nerve-wracking experience, a director who has changed the face of modern cinema?
Yeah.
Was it an amazing experience?
Absolutely.
Or did he say, B, welcome to Britain. My name is Dominic. I'm kind of a big deal.
Sure.
And you've obviously heard of me.
Absolutely.
Or did he say, C, do you like olives?
Or did he say, complete the title of this classic British comedy, Something Fabulous?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
2 points, Leo.
So the first question you asked him was, do you like olives?
Well,
right, brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you like olives, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Absolutely.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Do you prefer green or black?
Green.
Right. With anything in them?
No.
Really? Just on their own?
The Italian green olives that you get from Italy. The best.
Yes, they are. Don't mess with them, because it's perfect.
So you approve?
I approve.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do like the ones with, you know, the little chilies in there sometimes.
Yeah, they're a little tacky to me.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Just having a go at my taste in olives. That's fine.
All right, very funny. You asked him a wacky question. Then, obviously... Leonardo DiCaprio has been in some amazing films. He's worked with some amazing actors, directors.
Yep.
What question did you ask him next?
What's your favourite cheese?
Brilliant.
Not incredibly pungent cheese.
Mm. Right, okay. Yeah. Like the more mild.
The more mild, maybe a goat's milk or non-pungent cow's milk cheese.
Do you?
Yeah, sir.
I don't like the texture of the goat's milk. I find it a bit too... Do you know what I mean? It kind of sticks the palate.
Like peanut butter or something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I'm not a big fan of that.
This is all good. Okay, so one of the questions that I would have liked was... Yeah. I saw on the text... You asked a question from a listener.
Yes, I did, yeah.
I saw some good questions come in. One of them saying, you're friends with David Blaine.
Yep.
So you must... have an insight to some of the tricks and the magic that David Blaine has done. Over here, we have a guy called Darren Brown. It's more kind of psychological kind of play. Have you ever seen Darren's work?
Yeah.
And you know, what's your fascination with magic? Did you ask him that?
No, I asked him, have you ever been on a cruise?
Brilliant.
I have been on a cruise, but I have no memory of it as I was just learning to walk.
Right, okay.
But I have never been on a cruise, like a cruise ship.
Yeah, does that appeal to you? I mean, it doesn't appeal to me.
It sounds like a nightmare to me.
Yeah, because you can never get off.
Yes, sounds like a giant
horrific
trap.
Can I just say, this sounds less like an interview and more like the two of you are sitting at a bus stop.
But he was very chatty. We were sort of laid back in our big comfy chairs and just having a natter.
He does sound very nice.
Do you think that he wouldn't like cruise ships in case they sank like it did on Titanic?
And we'll come to Titanic a little bit later on.
You do actually mention something about maybe his career.
There was a question that you dared me to ask, which I may have asked.
Oh,
right. Just before we get to that, though, I wanted to briefly talk to him about the Love Contract.
Our new band?
Yes, our new band, or hopefully our new band, with James Corden, Dave and Chris and myself. And what I thought I would do is take that opportunity to play him a clip of me rapping on my phone to get Leonardo DiCaprio's reaction to whether there is a seed that can grow into a hip-hop tree.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Exactly. So I played it to him, and let's say he was moved.
Do we have you rapping in this clip?
Yes, we do, yeah.
Okay. How embarrassing.
Well, it was... Yeah.
Sign on the line if you want a good time, because this is a deal that will bind you. If you try to run away...
Wow, that's terrible.
You.
Okay.
It's terrible so far. Sorry, maybe it'll get better.
Because you know I got the charms. In many ways, I'm just like a tiger.
Tiger.
And I want to roar you every time.
Now.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's awful.
Yes.
How rude, do you think?
No, it's not rude. I mean, you know, right. you know that's awful, right?
Do you think?
Yes. Everyone okay. who's listening knows that's awful as well.
I have problems rhyming the word tiger.
Tiger.
I
admit. And what was the line that you used?
I used just a sound like her.
Right.
I couldn't
yeah.
think of it.
Tiger. Her.
So you would say essentially just never follow that.
No, absolutely
route.
Not. No.
Okay. When we're big and famous mm-hmm. and we're like playing Glastonbury and mm-hmm. sort of place like that, can we give you a bonus?
Absolutely.
To right,
okay. Absolutely.
I think he was being cautious there because he was smiling a lot and he seemed to enjoy the rap.
Do you know what silly this interview is? I think you two have bonded.
Do you know, we did get on very well, actually.
Yeah.
He's a nice bloke. Does Dominic have no threshold of embarrassment? I am cringing here, says an anonymous text.
Well, with that theme in mind, there was one question that you, Chris, I think, dared me to ask Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, Titanic was, you know, the big film for him, if you like, the one that lots of people refer to. The whole point of Titanic, of course, is that the ship sinks after hitting an iceberg with actually the tragic death of lots of people. You asked me to ask him whether they were going to make a follow-up to Titanic.
They're called Titanic 2.
Two.
Yes.
Sunk again.
It won't sink.
I don't know whether you're serious or not, but I did ask that question for you.
Brilliant. I love it. Here is Dominic asking Leonardo DiCaprio a stupid question.
I read somewhere, whether this is true or not, there are possible plans for a Titanic 2.
Brilliant, brilliant. I love that. I love you asking.
At this point, he
looks. I love how you build up to it. I mean, I've heard. You haven't heard at all.
Well, I want to pretend I've done some research.
All right.
I read somewhere, whether this is true or not, there are possible plans for a Titanic 2.
Ah, of course that's true.
Is that true?
Yes, it's in the making right now. I'm breaking the news. They're resurrecting it, and it's going to be a whole ghost story.
It's really?
Yeah. It's,
seriously,
it's gonna be brilliant.
Yay!
It's genius, actually.
I love that idea.
My 9-year-old cousin's writing it right now.
Okay, good. Who is your 9-year-old cousin? Is he or she available to be? Can we sign him up?
They're a genius, though.
Wow.
See,
so you laugh at my question, Dave, but as it turns out, we just got a goddamn world exclusive.
Yeah, his 9-year-old cousin's writing.
I tell you what, I feel like you've mocked on me.
Yeah. But what
is
a nice
man.
It's
going to be Titanic 2. Yes, written by his 9-year-old cousin, who is a genius.
Called Titanic 2, the floater.
Well, yeah, apparently it's a load of ships.
Yeah, like a flotilla.
828, look at that.
Well, thank you. Well done, Dominic.
Yeah,
what a nice man he is. That was lovely.
Thank you very much.
Like a very nice man.
He was. When's Shutter Island is a good film as well, but it's not out for a couple of weeks. 12th of March, it's
I'm going to go and see it. There you go. Leonardo DiCaprio, ladies and gentlemen. What a nice man. Lovely.